We're now joined by our great friend, friend of the program. We love this guy. Not that we love him because he's not playing for the Arizona Cardinals anymore, but Odyssey and NFL insider Patrick Peterson, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, First in Pod, and Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. That's right. Patrick Peterson may have some snaps into him as he joins us here on the River Islands guest line. Patrick, good morning, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing great in yourself. How you guys doing?
Good, man. You ready to go against Kansas City? We give you a call right now. Come out to Santa Clara. Give us about 25 snaps against Mahomes.
I wouldn't mind.
I love that. Niners are 3-3, obviously playing the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch. The Chiefs are 5-0, and they're led by their defense. Their defense, actually, I think, is the better unit than our offense right now. So let's start with that. How do the Niners, who have struggled in the red zone, they're 12-27 inside the 20-yard line here when it comes to touchdown efficiency in the red zone, how do they move the ball against this tough, stout Kansas City Chiefs defense?
Man, they're going to have to commit to the run game, which we know the San Francisco 49ers are going to do. You know, because once you get one-dimensional, it kind of makes their job a little bit easier. You know, so I believe Kyle Shanahan is going to do a great job of trying to keep those guys off balance, but with the motions and the post-snap movements and things like that. Brock Purdy is definitely going to have a heck of a game to make sure that the offense is moving efficiency as they need to be up and down the football field. But like you said, the game breaker is going to be when they get in the red zone, getting the ball in the end zone. You know, we all know that Kansas City Chiefs have been struggling, but we know that's also only going to last for so long, you know, so you don't want to give that team and Patrick Mahomes, you know, so many missed opportunities when you have the opportunity to capitalize. So it's going to come down to the red zone, but I don't have a issue or a problem with, you know, the 49ers moving the ball up and down the field. It's just going to come down to those guys capitalizing once they get in the red zone.
What is it about Kelce? Like, there's a lot of big, strong guys and big, fast guys that just aren't anywhere near as good as him. And clearly having the coach and the quarterback, those things are huge factors as well. But what is it about him that makes him so difficult to cover? B and I were at the Super Bowl, and it's like, we all know the ball is going to him, and yet time and time again, he's A, open, and B, just like running through secondaries. Why is he so good?
Man, you know, Travis, you know, watching film and when I was in the NFL getting prepared for, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, it was almost like those guys was playing backyard football or they had like some type of communication system in each other's helmet, because Travis really is not running routes. He's running to get open for the most part. You know what I mean? Especially once the play breaks down, you can just tell that the routes that Travis is given is based on, you know, leverage that he's been guarded with. If a guy's covering him inside, he's going to run outside. If a guy's covering him outside, he's going to run inside. So it's just Travis just beating leverages for the most part. So you just got to have a guy like a Derwin James. You know, he's kind of like an X factor, a guy who kind of like can isolate, you know, Travis out of the game, because he's a big, strong, physical, you know, safety who can cover as well. Where the mismatches come from is when he's going up against linebackers. Mm.
Patrick Peterson here on the River Islands guest line, former All-Pro, of course, with the Arizona Cardinals, had a long, long career in the NFL. Still got some snaps in him, according to PP himself, Patrick Peterson himself. You talked about Travis Kelce and getting these DBs. What you make of the Niners' young secondary Thursday night against Seattle? Renardo Green with the interception, Malik Mustafa with a pick back there in the back end, and you know Andy Reid is going to be looking at these youngsters, trying to target them. What was your assessment of these young DBs against Seattle last Thursday night?
Man, the young DBs look real good. They stepped up big last week. Green making a big interception on DK Metcalf. Pretty much like a game ceiling interception. I believe DK was trying to run like a deep over route, and Green did a great job of playing leverage and undercutting that route and pretty much securing that interception and helping that team win the ball game. But what really makes that secondary go is the guys up front, you know, for the most part, and having Fred pretty much, you know, guarding the middle of the field, you know, so the guys and the pieces that they have around them really help the guys in the back end really flourish. So they got their hands full going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, because there are going to be a lot of broken down plays, and they're going to have to cover those receivers a little bit longer. So we'll see how those guys hold up this week.
What makes Andy Reid so difficult to prepare for? He's been in this league, head coach, for 26 years now, Patrick. Mm-hmm. 33 years overall in the NFL. He's got a 62% winning percentage. What makes it so difficult to prepare for his offense?
Yeah, he does a great job of utilizing every blade of grass and every inch of the football field. You know, so Andy Reid does a great job of, spacing the ball out, using his running back, his running backs out in space, receivers with jet sweeps, screens and things like that. We all know how to utilize Travis. So the thing that that Coach Andy Reid does very well is that he attacks, every blade of grass and every inch of that football field. And it's very hard to game plan for a guy like that. Although they may not have the best running game, but those screen plays, those little flip passes, those are not essentially run plays, but they're counting them as run plays. So that's what I mean by Andy Reid finding ways to still have his offense be operable, under the stress of not having a running game, or under the stress of not having, top-notch receivers. So he just do a great job of not only putting his guys in position, but using their entire football field.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Have you seen anything from the 49er wide receivers the last couple of weeks? Because everybody's like, you man up on them, and you force this team to beat man coverage down the field. Have you seen anything from the last couple of weeks or just throughout the year this year that tells you that the Niners offense is maybe, trying to combat a lot of this man coverage with something unique?
No, not really. I mean, it just seemed like they're still running, their typical glance routes with Ayuk, the crossers with Debo, so the wheel routes with George Kittle, those guys are still running their offense. I just think, defenses are understanding not the weak points, but understanding where they like to go with the football at, I think that's just basically what it boils down to.
Patrick Peterson here on the River Islands Guest Line. Don't forget, insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, we've talked to a lot of people this week, and a lot of experts and former players try to say, well, this is just another game. Is this game bigger for the 49ers, considering they've lost two Super Bowls in the fashion that they did to this same team that they're seeing on Sunday? How massive is it in that locker room? I know they're downplaying it publicly, but really inside that locker room, Patrick, are they saying to themselves, we got to have this win against Kansas City?
Yes, this is a must win for the 49ers, in my opinion. And if I'm in that locker room, that's how I'm feeling, because like you just said, we lost to these guys in two of the biggest games, two times in the biggest games of the season, and now we have an opportunity to play them in our backyard. So you don't know when you have an opportunity to play the team that you lost in the Super Bowl, because we're in different conferences. But yes, this is a huge game. 49ers are now starting to get into their groove. We all know how they like to start the seasons over the past years, which has been kind of slow. And probably, midway through the second quarter of the season, that's when the guys and Kyle Shanahan get the team, rolling with the confidence and playing with, the aspiration that, everybody was hoping that they start the season with. So this is definitely a must win for the 49ers. If they don't win, the season's not over. But for them losing to the Kansas City Chiefs twice in the Super Bowl game, I'm definitely feeling that this is a must win for them.
All right. There's no wrong answer on this, but I love having these fun hypotheticals because I like hearing other people's perspective. You played against both guys. Let's say there's a minute, or you can pick anyone else you want. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But there's a minute to go, no timeouts. You're on the sideline. Your team has to hand the ball to any quarterback that you want to win the game. No timeout, same roster, whatever. Who's the guy you're giving the ball to? Brady, Mahomes, someone else?
Montana.
Patrick Mahomes.
Why?
Because there's durability. He's able to escape, the pocket and keep the play alive much longer than those quarterbacks. And just his creativity, man. And, I wasn't old enough to really watch Joe Montana, but, I saw clips, I know of him and watched, highlights of him. But to see what Patrick Mahomes is able to do week in and week out. And Brady was able to do it as well, but I just feel like Brady now, the pass rushers and with no timeouts, I just think that makes him a little bit more vulnerable in that situation. But what Patrick is able to do in his young career, week in and week out, year in and year out, it's hard to not put the ball in his hands.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. There's no wrong answer there, though. You're good either way. But Mahomes, I get the durability and the ability to escape the pocket there. Patrick, after watching the first 6 weeks of the NFL season, let's just focus on the NFC. Obviously, the NFC North has four teams that's playing real good football. The Bears are coming along. We know about the Vikings being undefeated. Detroit just lost Aiden Hutchinson, but they put a smackdown on the Dallas Cowboys. That felt personal. Yep. And, of course, you have the Green Bay Packers lurking in the cut. Who right now in the NFC do you like? And it's tough to say. We're only through week six. But who's the top really team right now? I'm not even talking Super Bowl or anything right now, but who's impressed you the most so far in the NFC through the first 6 weeks of the season?
It got to be the Minnesota Vikings because, you know, coming into the season, there was a lot of questions on who was going to be the quarterback. Everybody was picking them to be, you know, dead last in their division. And right now they're sitting at number one, 5-0. Brian Flores got the defense rolling. Justin Jefferson is continuing to play out of his mind. Coach O'Connell got Sam Darnold playing like an MVP candidate right now. You know, so this team with all, you know, the surprise, with all the surprises that happened thus far throughout the first 6 weeks of the season, these guys are playing the best football right now in the NFC. But the Detroit are not far behind. I know they're the favorites to win the division, but as of right now, I got to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
All right, there it is. Patrick Peterson joining us again. We always love talking to you, brother. I know you'll be locked in on Sunday. Hell, you may be playing a few Sundays from now, man, with the way DBs are dropping. Patrick, thanks for the time as always,
thank
brother.
You.
All right, guys. Take care.
Anytime. That was Odyssey NFL insider Patrick Peterson on the River Islands guest line. And don't forget, host of the Odyssey original podcast, First and Pod, Insider